Hello, best beloveds, and welcome to Breakouts. John and I attend a dialogue group at the Age Well Center in Boulder. It's once a month. And John does extremely well in dialogue. He's kind of, everyone in his group kind of lights up. There's a willingness and an openness in him that makes me curious. A little background on dialogue is, I'm just going to read this one sentence, which is, it's a stream of meaning flowing among us and through us and between us, a flow of meaning in the whole group, out of which will emerge some new understanding, something creative. When everyone is sensitive to all the nuances going around and not merely to what is happening in one's own mind, there forms a meaning which is shared. So what I'm going to read next is a piece that I worked up about this topic. Here goes. Age well, he says poetically. And I'm all in. The question he poses is this. Can we take up the creative challenge, we invisible elders, digging into deep dialogue, into the one subject on all our minds? Can we improve the end of the world? Is there something better than everyone starving to death? This is a bit harsh, I know, but I get his point. Trapped here at this tipping point, we are paradoxical, and we don't like it much. Knowing that in the sphere, there is always a position to take, yet knowing that opposites do not eliminate each other, and we don't want them to. They both have energy, they're just different. Paradox is a Zen koan, breaking free from their plastic container, the blackberries roam free. What if we stopped buying our food wrapped in plastic? I bet we'd be better collaborators. Each and every day, we're building a new world here. So why are we not talking to each other about it? I bet it's because the process of collaboration stirs my deep-seated fear that I won't get my way, I'll get the way. A quantum move, a gate, a co-create. The cosmic love gate is open. So we could pick bigger topics to solve. Why not? Releasing the dynamic flow of the universe. A sleepy mushroom nods its head.